Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Dallas Mavericks. Milwaukee comes in with a record of 17-6, while Dallas is 13-11. Over their last 10, Milwaukee is 7-3 and has won their last two games. Dallas over that span 5-5, but is on a three-game winning streak. Let's take a look at the numbers. Milwaukee comes in scoring 112.6 per game. That's 15th in the NBA. Dallas right behind them at 111.7, which is 16th. Team defense, 107.8 allowed per game by Milwaukee. That is spectacular. Dallas not far behind them again, 108.7. Turnovers. Milwaukee turns it over a little bit more, 15 per game by the Bucks, 13 a game by the Mavericks. So two turnover advantage there for the Mavericks. Shooting numbers. Slight advantage for Dallas, 47.2 from the field versus 46 for Milwaukee. Three-point shooting, 35.1 from the Bucks, 36.1, so a one-point not for the Dallas Mavericks. Looking at their free throw numbers, 73% on the dot for Dallas, 72.6 for Milwaukee, so virtually identical there. And bench scoring, 31.6 from the Bucks, 40 from the Mavericks. So it's interesting about these numbers. When you look at them top to bottom, the Mavericks win a lot of these categories. They're winning in turnovers, shooting percentage, three-point percentage, and free throw percentage, and bench scoring. So really the only categories of the ones we're looking at that the Bucks are winning in is scoring by, you know, a point, and team defense also by about a point. So pretty interesting. Yet the Bucks have the vastly superior record and are viewed justly, I believe, as the vastly better team. In any case, Dallas is on a two-day rest, so they'll be rested for this game. Milwaukee, meanwhile, won the first meeting of these two teams, 124-115. Both teams are healthy, so let's get it on. As far as a pick in this one, I'm going to go with the Mavericks. Luka Doncic has a way of winning these kind of close games and these surprise games. So I'm going to go with the Mavericks to pull off an upset here. That is your on-court look of Mavs and Bucks. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. Our final betting preview of the night, wrapping up the Friday night card with the Milwaukee Bucks at Dallas Mavericks, Luka versus Giannis. The Bucks, a one-point road favorite. Some pick-ems out there. BetMGM is at Milwaukee, favored by a 1.5. DraftKings, as we record a pick-em. So do some shopping. Might get a little value your way. As for the total in this one, 225 is the number, up from the 222 on the open. Taking a look at the matchup, team's ATS records here. The Bucks 14-9-1 ATS coming in, 4-4-1 on the road, 4-5-1 in the last 10. The Mavs starting to turn things a little bit here, 8-15-1 ATS. They've covered three straight, 4-8-1 at home, 5-5 in the last 10. Bucks and under team, 13 unders, 11 overs. The Mavs, 15 overs and 9 unders. Bucks last played against Sacramento on Wednesday. The Mavs have been off since Tuesday. Bucks did win 124-115 over the Mavs a couple weeks back. Dallas is on a 7-2 ATS run at home in the series, and 15-5-2 overall in the last 22 games. Under 5 of the last 7 times these teams played in Dallas. Continue those under trends with the Bucks. 13 of 16 on the road have gone under for Milwaukee. And they've been under 6 of their 7 on the road, taking on teams over 600 winning percentage at home. The Bucks 3-0-1 ATS in their last 4 versus teams with winning records. The Mavs 0-6 ATS on 2 days rest. However, I mentioned they've turned things around of late. The Mavs have gone over in 10 of their last 11, taking on teams that are over 600. That does include the last matchup between these teams. And the over is 5-1 in the last 6 overall for Dallas. Both teams fairly healthy. The Bucks, I mean, overall, Wes Matthews dealing with an illness. Of course, Joe Ingles, he was assigned to their G League affiliate to start getting some reps. Other than that, all hands on deck for Milwaukee and all hands on deck for Dallas here. I lean Milwaukee on the short number. I just think they're overall the better team. You can make some arguments to picking Dallas in this spot, but you know that's why it's just a lean. I think Milwaukee's the better team. I think they're the better play, but it is just a lean. I do like the under here. Milwaukee's trends kind of outweigh Dallas's in this spot. You know, we see that number moving up a bit, 225, may hold off, see if it gets to, you know, 227, 228 before tip-off, but I do like the under in this spot with a slight lean towards the Bucks. You get more NBA previews as we're stacking the NBA each and every day on the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA. That's our betting preview of the Bucks and Mavs.